Now in verse 16, he goes on to say, "And I have other sheep, which are not of this fold, and I must bring them also, and they shall hear my voice, and they shall become one flock with one shepherd." Now this could mean a couple different things depending on your approach to scriptures. First of all, to the Gnostic, he's talking about aliens from other planets. To the 21st century Christian, he's talking about denominationalism for the most part. And really, to the Jew, he's talking about the heritage of religion and culture. And ultimately, what he's saying, you know what? There are people all over the world that need to be a part of the flock of Jesus Christ. Part of my flock that I will shepherd. I will be their shepherd. I will be their good shepherd. I will see to it that the flock, that I'm responsible to the flock. I will commit my life to the flock. I know the sheep that are a part of my flock. And he says, ultimately, the good shepherd does not discriminate. Everyone can be part of his flock. We see some verses in Scripture I'd like to share with you very briefly that will help us open this up very clearly. Romans 10:12-13. "For there is no distinction between Jew or Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, abounding in riches for all who call upon him." That three-letter word, all. Got to keep that in perspective. "Whoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved." Galatians 3:28-29. "There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free man." He's taking away our biases with this scripture. "There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise." What he's saying is he's breaking down our race issues. We're neither Jew nor Greek. God doesn't see us by the color of our skin, by the race, or by our ethnicity. There is neither slave nor free. God does not see you by your status in life. He does not look at you and say, "Okay, well, you've got more money than he does, so I'm going to appreciate this people over here, or these sheep, more than I will these sheep, or individual sheep." He doesn't look at you by your gender. He doesn't say, "Well, you know what? I prefer men to do my work." Now, that's the way men prefer it sometimes, or the way women prefer it, for women to do their work. But Jesus doesn't see us by our gender. God doesn't look at us and say, "Well, you're a rich, white male." That's just blasphemy, according to theology from the scripture. God doesn't see any of that. We see it, and we have problems with it, but God doesn't. And that's what makes it really, really interesting when we see it from a scriptural standpoint.